Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Monday, the pathetic showings by Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Chief Christopher Wray last week pretty much prove that the U.S. Department of Justice is corrupt. During an interview with Fox News, Wray was asked why the Hunter Biden investigation has dragged on for 3 years. Simple question. Wray blamed the U.S. attorney in Delaware and then said he could not comment on the investigation itself. Of course, that's not true. The director of the FBI has the authority to answer general questions about ongoing investigations. You will remember former FBI Chief James Comey publicly updating the status of the Hillary Clinton document probe twice. As for Attorney General Garland, he was asked in a Senate hearing why protesters in front of Supreme Court justices' homes were not prosecuted. Garland had absolutely no credible answer. A federal statute passed in 1950, Title 18, Section 1507, makes it illegal for persons to attempt to intimidate federal officials at their homes, something the protesters in front of the court justices were absolutely doing. But Garland declined to pursue the case because the Biden administration did not want him to. By the way, Garland has prosecuted dozens of pro-life demonstrators. So you see, there is massive corruption in the Justice Department. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.